Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen on Art Fish Tennis Courts here at Galesburg High School with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Galesburg Tennis Team. Yeah! All right, let's meet the GHS Silver Streak Tennis Team.
I'm Lucas Schreuer, I'm a freshman.
My name is Alec Achera, and I'm a freshman.
Cole Steele, Jr.
Noah Benbow, Jr.
Sam Brickley, Jr.
Josh Pieper, Jr.
Trey Lee Galloway, Jr.
Benny Castellano, Jr.
Elise Qual, sophomore.
Marco Sanchez, sophomore.
Chandler Mudd, Sr.
Marissa Southern, Sr.
Dan Fernando, freshman.
Jacob Allen, Jr.
Joe Anderson, Sr.
Hunter Chernin, Sr.
Cody Black, Sr.
Jacob Pettit, sophomore.
Cole Petrie, freshman.
Nick Beeler, sophomore.
AJ Panama, Jr.
Oakley Thompson, Sr.
Nick Duke, Sr.
Brendan Oath, sophomore.
Ryan Fernando, Jr.
Jonathan Whittle, Sr.
Leanne Sherpa, our guest. Congratulations, the FM95 Hometown Heroes of the Week, the boys tennis team from Galesburg. And we were here last year, and you're not missing a beat here, Leanne.
No, thank you so much for coming out today. We really appreciate Galesburg coming out and voting and supporting the tennis team. So we're just thrilled.
Yeah, you know, that's the big thing with this, is not only to be good, but to be able to get that support. And your tennis teams, we've done the girls a few years as well, that they seem to get out there and people recognize the hard work they're putting in, the success they're having.
Yes, that is true. We just keep getting better and better. And like I said, we couldn't be more happy for Galesburg, for the people just to come out and vote for us. And they're coming out and watching our matches as well. And it's nice to have that support.
It seems like you are improving as the season goes along. Did you expect to have this kind of success this year?
I was hoping that we'd have some key kids step up to the plate, and they have. We had kind of a slow start to the beginning of our season, but we played some really tough teams. U High from Bloomington Normal, they're a ranked team, and it's tough when you got to start out the season that way. And once we lost to Geneseo, we sat down as a team. We had a discussion about where do we need to go? How do we need to move forward? We did it. We just figured out what we needed to do to start winning, and now we're on a roll. This is our fifth straight win, and we got first place in our own tournament invite last week. So it's just been exciting.
You know, tennis is, people might not think of it as a team sport because you got individuals or doubles out there, but you don't have the whole unit like a football or basketball. How do you work the team concept into this?
That it is a challenge. We do have like a top eight, which is our varsity, and everybody else is a JV team. We work together. I make all the kids. It's not, we don't do separate practices. You're on the tennis team, you come out, we practice together as one unit. And it's nice to see some of the older guys stepping up into some key roles and being leaders on the team and showing the younger kids, you know, and athletes what to do.
Tell us a little bit about those lead players.
Well, right now we have Cody Black, who's our number one singles player, Nathan Putenvietel, Nick Duke, who last year played six or seven for us and has shot up to number three because he's put in a lot of work over the summer and the winter. Then we have Joe Anderson, who we are excited to have out with us. He played soccer and football in the fall, and this is his first year, and I'm sorry that he's a senior and we're going to lose him. He's just fabulous. Jonathan Whittle, Chandler Mudd, Ryan Fernando, and AJ Pamatmat. AJ and Ryan are a wonderful number three dubs pairing, and I cannot wait to see what they do next year.
How about your coaches? You like to have that consistency in working with the coaches?
Oh, my goodness. It's been such a thrill to be working with the legendary Bill Sargent all these years and Tammy Qualls, and I think that is the key, is we've had some really consistent coaching going on the past 4 years.
You'd probably like to order up some nice weather here. It's been a tough year.
I would love to have 70-degree weather, no wind.
Maybe it's on the way. It's been a tough week here, but a good week for you as being the Hometown Heroes of the Week. Anything else for us, Leanne?
Oh, no, that's it. I just want to say thanks to everybody for voting.
Leanne Sherpa, head coach of the Silver Streaks boys tennis team. They're the FM95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.